We're off and running once again. It's 7:10. Thanks, Bob, for the news. 17 above, the Stash Cannon Show. Monty Gold opening up the show this hour with Goldfinger. It's 12 minutes past 7, KSTP time. 19 above. Here at KSTP, southeast wind at 8 miles an hour. Weather is fair. Barometer 29.87 and falling. Humidity's 100%. 19 above. Weatherman says mostly cloudy and warmer today, but turning colder this afternoon, gradually clearing and much colder tonight. Fair to partly cloudy and much colder tomorrow. Southeasterly winds 10, becoming northwesterly this afternoon, diminishing tonight. The high today 28, low tonight 0, the high tomorrow 12, low Tuesday night 5. So it's 19 above, it's not a bad morning at all. This is the shortest day of the year, and it's also the first day of winter. So all that snow and sleet and cold weather we've had before means absolutely nothing, gang. That was just fall. Now we get into the real nub of winter. December 21st, the Stash Cannon Show. 19 degrees, 13 minutes past 7. Come on, honey, move the body, it's late.
I changed for good taste.
Good taste?
Yep, I changed to Winston, and I changed for good.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good, 'cause I got good taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good, 'cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good, for the good taste that comes from Winston's filter blend tobaccos, specially selected for the best taste in filter smoking. Enjoy America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good, 'cause I got good taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good, 'cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
We have a new temperature now. The mercury has gone down 2 degrees. 17 degrees now. 7:15. Here's Stephen Eady. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet and that holiday feeling. It's 17 minutes past 7 at KSTP, the Stash Cannon Show. And our high today will be 28 degrees, down to zero by morning. Contemporary Collins, jazz beatnik and bartender at Hurley's Hanging Gardens, America's fun spot up northeast where everything swings, is with us this morning. Contemp, you look a little drawn this morning.
Well, like Daddy, I had a terrible nightmare last night, you know what I mean?
So what was the nightmare about, do you remember?
Well, like, I woke up, about 2 o'clock this morning. I was screaming, just screaming. It's in the phone book. It's in a phone book. And my old lady, my ball and chain, she's shaking me and everything. She says, "What's the matter? What's the matter? What's this about? It's in the phone book." And so I says, "I was having a terrible nightmare, baby. I dreamed like the income tax people wanted to send me a big refund, but they'd lost my address."
Beautiful, Contempt, beautiful. $265 in the Dialing for Dollars jackpot, and I'll be making one of those calls at 9:15, and I may be calling you. These are the three sons now, and it's 18 minutes past 7. It's 17 above, Sweet Georgia Brown. Yeah, third, that one by the three sons, Sweet Georgia Brown, here at KSTP. It is 22 minutes past 7. The temp is 17 above. It's Christmas time, and for 90 years, the people at Farmers and Mechanics have been celebrating Christmas with Minnesotans. And this Christmas, as in other Christmases past, the well-known Chic Sextet will be appearing in the lobby of F&M, singing Christmas greetings to all of you. They'll be dressed in costumes, too, to make it a real old-fashioned caroling session. Why don't you stop in at Farmers and Mechanics Lobby to hear your favorite Christmas carol sung by this unusual group? They'll be appearing through December 24th from noon to 12:30. Don't forget to come in. It's F&M's Christmas greeting to you.
The bank that gives you the most for your money, F&M, F&M. F&M, Farmers and Mechanics.
Beautiful. Here's the Twin Cities forecast, gang. Tuesday, this is the five-day forecast, Tuesday through Saturday, temperatures will average near the normal high of 25 and a normal low of 6. Much colder tomorrow, with warmer and colder alternation almost daily thereafter. Precipitation will total 0.1 inch melted, occurring as light snow about Wednesday and Friday. So it looks like we'll have a white Christmas. We're going to have a white Christmas anyhow, but a fresh white Christmas, with snow predicted for Friday, Christmas Day. Here's today's forecast. Mostly cloudy and warmer today, but turning colder this afternoon, gradually clearing, and much colder tonight. Fair to partly cloudy and much colder tomorrow. Southeasterly winds 10, becoming northwesterly this afternoon, diminishing tonight. High today 28, low tonight 0, high tomorrow 12, low Tuesday night 5. Right now, southeast wind at 8 miles an hour. Barometer 29.87 and falling. Humidity 100%. The temp here at KSDP is 17. 17 degrees, 24 minutes past 7. The poor man's Liz Taylor, Ma Linger, my gal Friday with us. Ma, you look perky this morning. Did you have a big weekend?
Oh, yes, my boyfriend and I, Steve-O, took a little journey. We motored to Duluth, the swing capital of the upper Midwest.
Beautiful. Did you swing a little bit in Duluth?
Oh, yes, we really did. I saw an amazing sign there by a school I want to tell you about.
Go, baby, and then hurry. We got to get to the next tune.
Oh, it's short. This traffic notice was outside a school in Duluth. It said, "Use your eyes and save our pupils."
Here's Lauren Green with his big hit tune. It's Ringo.
He lay face down on the desert sand, clutching his six gun in his hand. But on his grave, they can't explain the tarnished star above the name of Ringo.
Green and Ringo here at KSTP at 28 minutes past 7. It's 17 above. 28 will be our high today. Zero for a low. No precipitation in the forecast. You lovely girls, here's the uniform of the day. You Viking goyles, tailored long sleeve blouse with the French cuffs and your very slim sheath skirt hemmed above the knees. Dark shaded nylons, no pattern. High-heeled opera pumps in a pastel color that you'll find at Field Schlick. They're beautiful. Holiday makeup, flat of the eyes, pink lipstick, with cherry color on top, your warm winter coat, and the wind sock cap, and you're really in. That's the uniform of the day. And now, you fellas, here is the answer to your Christmas shopping for your lady friends. Daniel Green Slippers at Field Schlick in St. Paul. The biggest selection in town of fine slippers. Whether you need a pair for your wife, mother, sister, aunt, mother-in-law, or girlfriend, Hugh Turley has them for you. Field Schlick has just the style for you. Fine materials in velvet, corduroy, brocade, leather, all the colors to match any robe. Fellas, if you can't get in, you call Field Schlick Shoe Department, and their experienced salespeople will help you. Have them gift-wrapped and delivered to you all set to give for Christmas. Go to Field Schlick now for your Daniel Green slippers, or call Capital 2-8077 and have Hugh Turley send them out for you. Daniel Green slippers for the woman in your life. Thank you. This is a little bit of Herbie Alpert's Salute, Amor y Dinero, and it'll move us to Bob Ryan's news here at KSTP. Then I'll be back with Virgil and the Little Cannons. And we'll come back with Peter Fountain tipping in the new Christy Minstrels, Al Hurt and Julia Rogers, among others. Stay tuned now for Bob's news. $265 in the Dialing for Dollars jackpot. I'll be making that first call this morning at 9:15, and I may be calling you.
KSTP, St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Bob Ryan and the News is brought to you by Tidy House, makers of Spring Rain Water Softener, the water softener that rinses out detergent gray. Bob?
Thanks to you, Steve, and good morning, everybody. First, world and national headlines after we tell you that the temperature is 17 this morning and going to a high of 28 today. Communist Cuba says it's executed three persons it claims were agents of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency. An Explorer satellite has been launched into orbit from Cape Kennedy and is to measure space radiation and the threat radiation poses to men and machinery flying deep into space. Contract talks are continuing in Galveston, Texas, in efforts to avert a dock strike from Maine to Texas, and most longshoremen are staying on the job. An explosion at an American-owned mine in central Peru has killed 57 miners and injured two others. A speeding freight train in southeastern Mexico rammed into a stopped passenger train in dense fog and killed 41 persons and injured 75. Republicans hold a high-level strategy conference in Washington today to discuss the controversy over National GOP Chairman Dean Birch. I'll have more news in just a moment.
It's great to get lots of Christmas cards, but licking stamps in those you sent is no fun, right? Right. Here is Martha Bolson to your rescue again with another Tidy House tip.
Yes, by accident I discovered that a cut potato is just moist enough to wet postage stamps. Try it. And when making gravy for your holiday turkey or roast, avoid lumps by adding a little salt to the flour before stirring in water. And now maybe this good news will be like a Christmas gift to you from Tidy House. That wonderful Spring Rain water softener is back at your grocer's again. Yes, I mean the original Spring Rain in the blue box with the flowers on it, with the original free-rinsing formula that makes everything you wash come out cleaner, fresher, and brighter. And you save money, too. Spring Rain wakes up hard, lazy water so effectively that you use about one-half less detergent than usual. And for your bath and a film-free shampoo, nothing compares with Spring Rain. Get original Spring Rain water softener. It's another quality Tidy House product.